much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
And that's the story. There's nothing strange nor mysterious about menstruation. All life is built on cycles. And the menstrual cycle is one normal and natural part of nature's eternal plan for passing on the gift of life.
I'll never forget what my grandmother said right before she passed away, what she said to me right before she passed away. She said, "What are you doing?"
That's easy for you to say.
No, it wasn't. I struggled through that sentence.
You're on the air right now. You're on.
What it is this.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh my God! They killed Kenny!
Roll another one.
This is such a holy
cow! Just like the other one.
You see that? I mean, there's no penetration.
It seems to be about to quit.
Do you think this room is at the Marriott?
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
He's like the gayest person I've ever met.
Roll. Roll another one.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about.
Cut off your skin and wear it as a coat.
Hey, so that's a pretty reasonable reaction, huh?
Is there really a more clear way to describe white pants?
Let's pass it around.
I know nothing about nothing.
And now,
I would think, you know, for $80, just the tip.
Our feature presentation.
That's been a pretty solid rule of yours from the beginning. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBean Show. It is a Friday morning. I'd like to start off with a woman who assaulted a bus driver with a banana. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't.
A Swedish woman was apparently teaching her daughter to drive, and a bus almost hit her.
Okay.
Came within inches. So she slammed on the brakes, got out of the car, got on the bus, and started yelling at the bus driver. And threw the half-eaten banana that she was eating at him and hit him in the face with a banana.
Serious damage?
Serious damage.
Yeah.
And here's her story. Here's her quote to the police. Quote, "I've been dizzy since March and my hands shake. Since my muscles are weak, I drop things easily. I was holding the banana while standing there gesturing and suddenly it flew away. But it hit the interior of the bus."
So it just flew out of her hand because her hand is so weak.
Correct. Her hand is so weak and she's dizzy. And she's teaching her kid to drive in that condition.
Maybe that's why she needs her kid to drive.
So then they asked the bus driver and he said, "She hit me in the face with a half-eaten banana. I had banana all over me, my shirt, my eye." He had banana in his eye.
She's a good banana thrower.
She is. That's a pretty accurate banana throw. And there were 30 people on the bus, and they all attested to the fact that she got on the bus and threw the banana at him. And it wasn't my muscles are weak and I'm dizzy.
Flew out of my hand.
And apparently the local woman was given a fine of an unreported amount. So they found her guilty of assault with a banana.
It would not occur to me to throw a banana at someone.
Well, yeah, because even if...
I didn't think it would do anything.
No matter how angry you are, what do you accomplish by throwing a banana? I mean, you're not really going to take them down.
No, you're not. It's like a beach ball or something.
It's a little gross,
yeah.
I guess. But he did have banana in his eye. I mean, that happened.
I had a 7-Eleven guy throw a banana at me once.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Was it half eaten? Was it open?
No,
was it just...
It was full. It was off his banana rack. I got mad for some reason. He didn't think I was 21, and I was like 23 at the time. And I picked up his take a penny, leave a penny tray, and I just kind of shoved it off to the side. As I was walking out the door, boom, Nolan Ryan banana right on his shoulder.
You deserved it.
Well, I went back and I threw all his bananas at him and I ran out.
What? You are such a brat.
Did you not have ID?
I did have ID. He didn't think it was real. He was just in a bad mood. He's like,
oh, so he just called a fake?
Yeah. He was like, when were you born? I was like, September 14th, 1983. When were you born? I was like, September 14th, 1983. He's like, not 1983, 1983. I was like, okay, dude. So I take I flip the penny, you leave a penny tray, and
you showed him by flipping that tray over.
Awesome.
And then he threw a banana at you, and then you went back in and had a banana fight?
Yeah, I picked them all up, and there's banana everywhere.
Sweet.
Someone really wanted their alcohol.
No kidding. Somebody needed a shot of something right then. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. I don't have any banana fighting stories, Lisa.
Not a one.
Hmm. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to check in with Kat Corbett, who is at South by Southwest. This is a huge music/movie festival that goes on in Austin, Texas this week, every year. Thousands of bands. I don't know if you've ever been to Austin, but it has the greatest downtown for this because you can walk to every single place.
Yeah,
you can park and get out, and they're all venues that are made for music, so they've got nice stages, and they're pretty nice areas. If you don't like the music, you walk next door, literally, and there's another band. It's really a good time. And Kat seems to enjoy it more than most. So every year on Friday of South by Southwest, we call Kat. Last year we called Kat, and I said, hey, Kat, and she said, it was a literal... That's exactly what came out of her mouth. I'm not exactly.
I think it was supposed to be hello.
It was.
And that's what it was.
It was. This is as close as I can get to saying hello.
Yes.
I'm Chewbacca.
So we're a little concerned.
So I was like, do we need to send help? So we're going to check in with Kat Corbett today.
Excellent.
Our yearly call, as she is at South by Southwest. We have LaQuisha on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show talking about Jersey Shore. Love that.
Yeah.
We have Movie Beat with Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
We have Maggie Q from Nikita.
Oh, cool.
Which I love. And we have Will Ferrell in the studio. How about that? Will Ferrell.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Talking about his Mexican music. Movie, I'm sorry. Where he speaks nothing but Spanish.
It's pretty impressive.
Insane.
Yeah.
But he's one of our favorites. He's a funny guy, and we're going to have him in this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Kevin's a big headed drunkie.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
Come on. And then my mic's off.
What the hell?
I don't want you to talk. Perfect ending to that song.
Here's the thing.
What is the thing? I'd love to know what the thing is.
It's really a weird situation to have an entire song about how bad you are. But then I also balance that out with, I probably shouldn't have this job, so that's the price of doing business.
I think it has to be.
That's a good way to look at it.
You know?
You're a miracle.
We don't need another one.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that made me think. We haven't, you know, that's old classic stuff. Oh, ha, 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 Kevin, he doesn't do that anymore. But this just happened just recently. This one happened.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Have you talked to other coaches, or other previous coaches, about what to expect or what the guys, you know, come into their mentally, what they're like, or any of that kind of stuff? Tips?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Tips is my favorite.
Ralph is
See, Tips isn't in the song. I want Tips. I want a remix. I want Tips.
You want Tips. It doesn't make any sense that I would think that just by adding that word, it would all make sense.
I understand. Tips.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Tips.
Yeah.
Tips.
All right. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Tips. Details now are starting to slip out about Charlize Theron's brand new baby boy, Jackson.
Okay.
Us Weekly magazine has reported that her new son was adopted in the United States, which makes me so happy. Because you hear about all these celebrities who get their babies from China and from Russia and from Namibia.
Well, generally, because there's a super long waiting list for an infant in the United States.
I get that, but there's also tons of babies who need adopting in the United States, too. I know the process is difficult, but I think it's great that some people are still trying to adopt in the United States. I think it's great.
All right.
So, Beyonce and her little nugget of love, Blue Ivy, are already rocking mom and daughter matching outfits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Well, you know, she's got to be ready for the paparazzi because she's an artist in the top 100.
Sure.
So.
Does she think if she dressed the baby the same, it won't show up in pictures?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's just Beyonce. We got to wait for a picture of the kid.
No, that was her. They fooled us by dressing her up like Beyonce. Sandra Bullock may be giving her little son, Louie, the gift of a lifetime, a baby brother or sister. Apparently, she is looking to adopt as well. So, another child in the family for Sandra Bullock.
That adoption is kind of becoming
A thing.
Well, certainly
a thing.
Is for older actresses, especially ones who don't have a significant other and aren't married. And it's
they can certainly afford to support a family.
Yeah, so.
Where's the outrage there?
There's no need for outrage. It's a good thing, Beer Mug. It's okay. I wish we had known this story yesterday when we had Jonah Hill in the studio. Apparently, while he was filming 21 Jump Street, he had been filming action sequences all night long.
Uh-huh.
There's some highlights of the interview coming up just after the top of the hour, but go ahead.
And he was going through the airport.
Yeah.
He was leaving the set, flying back to Los Angeles, I guess, from Louisiana, where they were filming. And he had to go through one of those airport security machines that test you for explosive materials.
Oh, yeah.
The one that blows you with air?
Right.
Yeah.
And the problem was he had been shooting around pyrotechnics all night long, explosions going off,
right.
Things like that. So it was covered in head to toe with residue from explosive material.
That person in the TSA's head must just explode.
They That's jumped out happened. And tackled him.
They thought he was a terrorist. He was walking through the machine and he set up all kinds of bells and whistles.
He's been rolling around in it.
After 2 hours of questioning.
Wow.
He was released by the TSA and was allowed to head off and catch another flight. But I guess you don't think about that kind of stuff when you're on the set. He had to convince them, I'm just an actor.
That's awesome.
I don't really blow stuff up. I'm just in a movie where they blow
stuff
up.
I'm surprised nobody knew him, or at least of him, so that they could go, oh, yeah, he's an actor. Seems like that would end it.
You'd think.
But wow. What a perfect cover.
That's right. Yeah. What if actors are the next terrorist cell?
Yeah. They got to him.
Doubting that.
I'm pretty sure Chelsea Handler's one of them. I'm pretty sure she's a terrorist. Yeah. I love these stories. What did you do before you were a celebrity? For example, Jennifer Aniston, before she hit the big time, she was a bike messenger.
Really?
Yeah. Brad Pitt famously dressed up as a chicken for El Pollo Loco and gave away coupons in front of the store. But John Hamm was talking to Playboy magazine. He's interviewed in the new issue. And he said his worst pre-fame job was as a set dresser on softcore porn movies.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the worst job?
Yeah, he said it was awful.
Really?
It was a 12-hour-per-day gig. It was horribly depressing, he said, and it didn't even pay much money. So career in porn isn't all it's cracked up to be. I guess when you're dressing the sets, maybe if you're on the set, it's different.
But when they're shooting, it's good, right? I mean, come on.
Softcore, though, sometimes they don't even do anything. You know, simulated porn.
That's better than digging ditches,
I guess.
Those are your only two to compare.
I know. Is there anything else? Are there any other jobs? You know what the latest celebrity fitness craze is?
What?
Running in place?
Running in place for half an hour. Scuba diving.
What?
Scuba diving. Hollywood starlets love scuba diving.
But to get in shape, you say?
It says the guy who is certified, Jessica Alba, Denise Richards, and Nina Dobrev, says that underwater swimming uses all of your muscle groups. Tones your legs, your glutes, your back.
I guess.
And it's an excellent way to tone up the entire body.
It seems like a lot of work and trouble to go to.
I guess if you got the money, though, I would think it's an excellent form of exercise because it's fascinating down there. You're looking at stuff and you're swimming around and you're chasing after things and it never gets bored. It's not like you're on a treadmill or something.
And it doesn't
feel
like exercise.
It's an adventure.
It's just fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I've scuba dived a lot and it feels sort of like it's easy. It doesn't seem like it would wear you out because you're almost weightless.
I don't think
weightless.
It's cardio as much as it is
muscles.
Yeah, you're toning your muscles and I'm sure you have to get your cardio someplace else.
Yeah.
And lastly,
I'd like to go scuba diving with some of those later.
I bet you would. Tragic news. Just what the world needs. Another reality show starring Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Apparently, she is talking to several major networks, according to sources, featuring cameras following her around as she ventures into motherhood.
Oh,
Jessica Simpson, mom.
Can I play you a highlight of Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey that we may have forgotten how bad she is on TV?
I would love to hear that.
All right.
Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Boo freaking hit. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong with whatever I do. There's
baby,
always something
would
wrong
you
with
stop
it.
Saying
no.
Nick. God.
So we got that to look forward to.
Drove her husband into a F frenzy.
We have that. We have that to look forward to, but she's going to be exhausted. Yeah. And grouchy.
The show would feature her and her soon-to-be husband, Eric Johnson, as she comes to terms with motherhood, and cameras would follow her around as she raises her baby.
Hmm.
Got to make money. If you have a baby, you have to make money in Hollywood.
She's
the only reason to have one.
Freaking rich. She doesn't ever have to do anything again.
Does she have a lot of money?
She cannot get out of the limelight.
Her fashion line and all that, her shoes.
Millions
and
millions, Kevin.
Very successful. But she, it's not on television enough, Lisa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Babies come out of the butt, right?
Money can't buy you look-at-me attention.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, I wonder who makes this list up for me every morning. Clippers forward Blake Griffin celebrates his 23rd birthday today.
Not my fault.
Yeah. Actor Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He's got some funny hats, that guy.
Hats.
Oh, he puts the hat on and sometimes it seems like it says something different every time.
Yeah, I watched one time and I thought, this isn't the same hat as
last week. No, this hat is that has a funny thing it says on it. It's crazy. He's 43 years old today. Flavor Flav!
Oh, Flavor Flav.
He's 53 years old today.
Still rocking the clock. 53. Like, at what point does he go, I'm tired of this giant clock?
I'm going to put down my giant clock. Eric Estrada is 63 years old today. Actor Victor Garber from Alias is 63. Chuck Woolery, game show host, 71. Yeah. And comedian and friend of the show, Jerry Lewis, is 86 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Happy to welcome to the program Maggie Q. Hi, Maggie. Are you there, Maggie?
I'm here, yeah.
There we go. Sorry about that. Maggie Q stars in one of my favorite shows, Nikita. Here is what's going on with that show right now.
7 years ago, I was taken off death row and trained to be an assassin by a secret unit of a government called Division. It was run by Percy, who, after a failed power move, was replaced by Amanda, his second in command.
Carla Bennett is priority target number one.
Carla Bennett got me clean. She was the only good thing I had in my life until Division made me who I am.
This is a standing kill order. First on the list, even above Percy. Amanda wants this woman very dead.
When Nikita escaped, Percy and Amanda said she was the first to ever escape.
Well, that's true. Because I wasn't in the program. I created it.
Ah! All right, that was a shocker.
I hate hearing my voice.
Do you? Yeah, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that. Well,
I hate hearing my voice. You know, whenever you hear your voice on a voicemail or answering machine when we had those?
Yeah. You go, I sound like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot. We've had bands come in where we put together like a montage of their songs and they'll take their headphones off. I mean, like actively, physically not listen to it, which is crazy.
Throw them across the room.
One of my favorite TV shows of the 90s was Alias. I loved it so much. And because it was like a movie each week, a full movie, and they would travel to exotic locations and stuff. And I was afraid that Nikita would be sort of a ripoff of that. I was afraid when I started.
A weak ripoff.
But it's not at all a weak ripoff.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Thank
it's its own thing. It's one of my favorite shows.
Thank you. Totally. I mean, it's tough. We've made a show on a network that doesn't typically make shows like this.
Right.
Typically, I mean, ever.
Right, sure.
And, you know, and that's why I've never done television. I've always done features. And when I was presented with this, it was something I thought, you know, could grow into something and flower into something beautiful and something that was kind of different and And it was very ideal to say, to come in and say, well, I want to do something different and give this network a different image or bring in a different audience. And that's really hard to do. But, you know, it's something that I thought the challenge was worth it.
I'll tell you, one of the things that I love about it is that it helps me bond with one of my daughters who loves this show more than life itself. Every Friday she comes up to me, she says, Nikita.
That's so cool.
Nikita. Because, you know, you're the good person. You kick ass. You know, she loves it. And for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks or something, you've left me hanging, Maggie.
I know. You know, even my own family has said, what the hell is going on? Why? I have no answer for that.
I don't think there's a new one. I'm sorry. Why not? I say, I don't know.
The schedule's always been that way. And you know, what's so cool is that you're not the first person. I've had people come up to me and say, like, hey, me and my kids, you know, we both watch this. We both like this. And I was sort of, it always makes me laugh and makes me feel so grateful that, you know, who knew? Guns and Violence.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's a lot of, let me play a clip from the show. I think this will summarize what I like about it best. So I think you can see what kind of a show it is.
No, the best part about that is sometimes I'll have to go and they won't get the sound on the day because, you know, I'm fighting and I don't have a microphone on.
Right.
So I'll come in and they'll say, can you just do some fight efforts?
Wait, so you have to go,
I mean, for like half an hour.
I'm guaranteed there's some outtakes of that somewhere.
Yeah, it's just as exhausting, by the way, than actually doing it.
Now, you learn the fight moves. And and then they make you do it at a formal ball or something, and you're wearing like high heels and a dress. And
yeah, welcome to my world.
That seems like it's hard enough to fight, let alone dressed up.
Can I tell you that men have this interesting? When you were younger, it was men thought that we all had sleepovers and pillow fights, right?
You still now, do, as far as I'm concerned.
We do. You're right. And now that we're older, it's that we do everything in heels. Everything.
You do.
Oh, yeah, the dishes and the thing and the fight and we save the world in heels and the whole thing.
I got to be honest. I don't see you doing dishes.
Oh, I am. That's really funny. The most domestic person you've ever met.
Is that right? That's funny. Well, this has been a great season so far. How it returns tonight on the CW. How many episodes are left in this season?
I think 216 is airing tonight, so we go to 23 episodes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so we've got quite a few. We'll be airing till sort of mid-May. But I have to say that from this episode to the end, so far, what we've been making, I never say this, I'm so proud of it. It's so much darker than it's normally been. Yeah, and so much, you know, so much more action-packed and so sorted and very emotional end of the season, I think.
That's one of the things I like about the show is it really does have a lot of heart, a lot of emotion,
relationships. Thank you, because I fight for that.
It really does. I mean, it comes through. And allow me to be a guy just for 1 minute.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We are working toward you and Lindsay Fonseca getting together, right? I mean, that's what the show's heading for, right? That's
the whole goal. I have to say, I don't want to burst your dream bubble, but, you know, Lindsay and I, yeah, that's our goal.
All right, good.
That's what we've been dreaming about, too.
I'm glad to hear that. That makes me very happy. Who's the actor that plays Percy, who is the bad guy, who I believe
Berkeley.
I believe that guy's a bad guy in real life. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. You look at him and you go, I don't know. There's something really dark about that guy.
You're not a nice guy. You're not a nice guy, are you?
You can't be a nice guy and then be that good of an actor. He's got to be evil, right?
He is so wonderfully talented. Yeah, he is very good. Yeah, he is.
Well, it's one of my favorite shows, like I said. It returns tonight. It is Nikita. It's on the CW. It's on at 8 o'clock. It's all kinds of action, all kinds of heart, and it's a great show. It's one of my favorite shows, Maggie.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And it's fantastic to have you on the program. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye now. Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:53.
8:53? I don't even know that time.
It was wrong. 6:53 is right. I did want to mention that.
I thought it was 86 o'clock already. I was like, oh, where did the time fly?
Lisa May, in one of her, I think it was one of her first 8 weddings, it was March Madness time, and she had a super short ceremony and let everybody go because she knew we wanted to go watch March Madness.
Smart girl.
Yep. So that was pretty
sweet. She knows how to keep her guests happy.
A two-hour wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With food and cake.
And reception.
And
whole
reception,
thing. Yeah.
Everything.
Let's
go, people. Let's go.
She knows how to keep her guests happy.
But not her
husband. Not her husband, obviously, but her guests.
All right, both of you. Thank
just saying. First 6 didn't go so well. The next one's going to be a keeper.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I can't wait.
That's a good day for you.
Oh, it's the best day of the year that I don't remember. Of all the days. Tomorrow night up at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, Kevin Smith and I will be doing our special St. Patrick's Day Hollywood Babylon. We'd love to see you up there at 10 p.m. It all kicks off. We'll have green beer. I'll be wearing green. Kevin will be smoking green. So right. It's a very St. Patrick's Day party. 10 p.m. You can go to thelovitz.com for details and tickets. And we'd love to see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. up at the Lovitz on City Walk. The reason I bring up St. Patrick's Day is because Nike now has to issue an apology to all Irish people everywhere.
Oh, why?
Because, Kevin, they have a new shoe called the Black and Tan.
Yes.
The Black and Tan is the name of the sneaker.
Yes.
It's the Nike SB Dunk Low. And they call it the Black and Tan because those are the colors of the sneaker. However, the Irish are reminding Nike that the Black and Tan just isn't a delicious drink where you mix ale and Guinness. It's actually the name of a 1920s-era paramilitary group that suppressed the Irish during the country's civil war in the 20s. Black and Tan were bad guys.
In so the 20s.
The Republic is upset because you would name a... First, they're upset about two things. One, that you would name a sneaker Black and Tan because that is offensive to the Irish. Two, you would never dilute Guinness with ale.
Yeah,
first
never.
Of all,
that's a good point.
That's another point that they have a problem with. So Nike has issued an apology to Irish people everywhere.
Come on.
Saying we're sorry, but really our shoes for black people.
I don't think they said that.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't think that's what they said.
I believe that's what they said. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not what they
Since
said.
Since when did Irish people start complaining so much?
I don't know. All of a sudden they got their knickers in a twist.
They used to not care. So what?
T-shirts and shoes and everything.
You can't wear a shoe that reminds people of suppression 90 years ago.
Well, look, the scars are still fresh, my friend. You don't know, man. You weren't there
They're
during the
not,
potato famine like I was.
You weren't there either.
Oh, it's acres and acres of blackened potatoes. It's horrible. And I mean like good blackened, like Cajun style. I mean black potatoes. Oh, we had to leave. We had to flee.
You weren't there.
I fled.
You did not.
I fled and I fleed. We don't need another Jessica Simpson reality show. I would just like to say that on behalf of all of us.
But no! No!
AbsoluteNow.com is reporting she is talking to major networks about a camera following her. As she becomes a mom,
who gives
a reality
damn.
Show about her motherhood. Because, you know, no one's ever been a mom before except for Jessica Simpson. Another reality show in the works that we don't need. TBS is putting together a show called King of the Nerds.
King of the Nerds.
First of all, that title's already taken. Thank you, TBS. I wear it proudly. I have a crown and everything.
Well, there's you, and there's Kevin Smith. Yeah,
actually, Kevin Smith's the king of the nerds.
And there's...
I'm more like the crown prince of nerds.
And there's the Nerdist. I mean, come on, there's a lot of people ahead of him.
Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong, who played Lewis and Booger in The Revenge of the Nerds in 1984, will host the show.
Overruled!
Featuring huge nerds around the country.
No way. Not ever.
Even nerds don't like to watch shows about
you
nerds.
You wouldn't watch that.
I would not watch that.
Right.
Although, do you watch Comic Book Man, Kevin's Smith show over
I
on
watch
AMC?
It sometimes because I love Kevin Smith.
As a comic book nerd, that show is just heaven. People
but,
come in showing their comic books and what their value is. And every week, just new awesome comic
I
books.
I can't get through it, though, because there's a lot of people that come in and they show them their comic books.
Yes,
and they try and
awesome.
See how much they, for that exact reason, I go.
Not really, like...
All right, seen enough. They sure are talking a lot about
You don't
books.
Want to know how much the first appearance of Punisher and Spider-Man is worth?
I don't. I have no interest in that.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I still watch it because I love Kevin. But he talks a lot about comic books in that show, Comic Book Man.
Yeah, did you think that the title wasn't a tip-off to
lot,
you?
But
huh?
A lot.
Yeah. And a Los Angeles weatherman is suing.
Suing God? The weather?
No.
Mother Nature?
He is suing KCBS. And KCAL, local stations here in Los Angeles, because he went and applied for a job as a weatherman on their stations, but he found out they were only hiring young, good-looking women to be weather people on their shows.
Our prayers have been answered.
He is filing a sex discrimination lawsuit. He says, I am a certified member of the American Meteorological Society. These women are not.
That's not true.
That isn't true.
My friend Vera Jimenez... is.
Well, yeah, they're just disqualified. They just happen to be hot women.
She went to school.
He was told when he...
she went to school.
She did. She got her...
He was told when he applied for the jobs that he would not lure in male viewers As one station manager put it, you wouldn't be the type men would want to look at. So he is suing on the grounds of sexual discrimination.
Oh, 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 f*** you.
Guess who took his lawsuit, by the way? Guess who's
Gloria Steinem. Gloria who? Not Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Allred, maybe?
Gloria Allred.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think Gloria Steinem is representing anybody in court these days.
Probably not.
Gloria Allred has taken his case. So
any place there's
this
a camera.
This is just the nature of the business. I mean, that's why they have more male newscasters than females, because they feel like it inspires more confidence in the audience.
You watch
Plus
Fox,
they're smarter.
You watch Fox News. You watch CNN. You watch any of those channels. They have smoking hot
but
chicks.
But news at night is generally more men than women.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's how it is right now.
And they let women nice do the changed, weather in Southern California because it's really easy. Because you have to say, sunny and 75.
Really
sunny and 75. Sunny and 75. Tomorrow, sunny and 75. Tomorrow, sunny and 75.
That's not true.
Back to you, Bill.
But this guy does not know what we want.
Kyle Hunter.
Curse you, Kyle.
If I am on the jury, Kyle, you're in big trouble.
That's correct. I'm sending you right to jail.
I don't think he goes to jail. I just think
am I on the jury?
He's looking for money. I don't think he can just go outside the case and start accuse him of
am
something
I
else.
On the jury?
No,
if
you're not
I
on the
am.
Jury.
No,
trust
I'm saying,
me.
If I am,
that would never happen.
Jail time.
No possibility. Tips. Today's celebrity birthdays. Clippers forward Blake Griffin is 23 years old today. I keep crossing it off the list, and yet it keeps appearing on my list. I don't know how that happens.
Dave, the King of Mexico, seems to put that together.
Hmm. Judah Freelander from 30 Rock is 43 years old today. Lauren Graham, her from Gilmore Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Parenthood? Isn't she on Parenthood now,
sure.
too? 45 years old today.
She looks great.
She does look great. Flava Flav of Public Enemy is 53 years old. Eric Estrada, Ponch from Chips, 63. Victor Garber, who was on Alias. Kevin was just talking about that with Maggie Q not too long ago. 63 years old. Chuck Woolery is 71. That is much older than 2 and 2.
It is.
And Jerry Lewis, comedian, legend, powerhouse.
Philanthropist.
Political analyst.
Godlike figure.
Good man. Makes crippled kids walk. I've seen it.
Mm.
He touches their head, and the next thing you know,
world savior.
They are running marathons. He is 86 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. At 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have Will Ferrell coming into the studio next hour. Very excited about that. To talk about his Casa Mi Padre de la Casa movie, or whatever that is. We have LaQuisha on the way. We have the movie beat on the way. But what about this? A surprise guest, a surprise visitor. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah!
Awesome.
Joining us in the studio.
Wow.
Hi, Kristen.
What?
Hi.
What?
Are you upset?
Is something wrong?
No, I don't know. Like, thank you for putting me on your on the seat for me.
No problem. Something wrong? I mean, are you okay?
No, I mean, everyone is just talking to me like all the time about Jennifer Lawrence taking my role in the games of the food, the hunger food, and I'm just.
Is there some kind of a battle brewing between the Twitards and
the Mockingjays?
And the Mockingjays. Yeah. Is that happening?
There's no feud. I think Jennifer Lawrence has really pretty blonde hair, but
right.
I just like. I can shoot arrows and make bows. So I
haven't seen you do that.
I can. Cook food, and I think that I would have been. I don't know. I mean, I think I would have been a great Hunger Game.
You think you would have been better than Jennifer?
I have hair that's brown, so
right.
I think catnips is for me.
Oh, okay. Are you upset that she's stealing your spotlight? Is that the problem here? Or?
I mean,
this is the new rage now. You know, there's people waiting out in line and all that.
No, I think that she is. I think that Twilight still has another movie, and
right,
vampires are really in, and vampires will always be in.
Right.
So Twilight is better.
Right, but
we haven't even seen this movie yet.
No,
you haven't seen it either.
No.
Okay, so you don't have any idea if Twilight's better.
There's Jacob takes his shirt off.
Well,
he takes his shirt. I mean,
that's true. It's hard to argue.
I mean,
but that doesn't make a good movie necessarily.
Like I don't love, you know, Hollywood and everything. I just love acting, and I know that I'm a Hunger Game.
You're not a Hunger Gamer.
You're not in the movie at all.
You're not in the movie. You're not supposed to be. I don't understand what that means. I'm a Hunger Gamer.
I do think there's room for two giant franchises like this. I mean,
I think that if they wanted to have the success.
Do you need a glass of water? Because you keep swallowing. No.
Right? No, I'm maybe a headband.
But. Okay. Your hair does seem to be falling in your face.
All the time. Constantly.
So there's no feud between you and Jennifer, because Jennifer's way hotter. I mean, you have to admit that.
Oh, come on. Don't say that to her.
But I'm saying if she knows.
Rude.
You know.
You
know that.
Robert Pattinson is... He's my boyfriend. So,
right.
I mean, he's my co-star and...
Right.
He's...
And your boyfriend.
But I'm saying Jennifer Lawrence is hotter than you. You're hot too. Don't get me wrong.
Katniss is me. I could be that.
I don't see it, to be honest.
I don't either. I gotta be honest.
She's like really strong and you just don't... You seem a little...
Weak.
Yeah.
Nope, she...
Frail.
And sad all the time.
Empty-eyed.
No.
Dead behind the eyes.
I'm
just an okay actress, to be honest.
Not even.
Thank you.
Well, it's been great that you stopped by. I'm glad there's no rivalry. I don't like to see there be any Hollywood rivalry like this.
No.
I mean, I know Jennifer.
You have your path. She has hers.
I know that Jennifer has come out and said she bears you no ill will.
She texts me. It's
right.
I don't know how she got my phone number. It's weird. She has my phone number.
Right.
I don't know who gave that to her.
Well, you probably have mutual friends or something.
But didn't she text you to...
Not on Facebook. We're not on Facebook.
Okay. But didn't she text you to say there's no hard feelings and there's no feud and...
That's what she thinks. That's her.
Okay, so...
Her. I didn't text that.
No, I know you didn't. I know. The story is that she did. That she texted you. She reached out to you to say there's no feud. She doesn't feel, you know, any bad toward you. Nothing like that.
If we had Facebook, I don't think I would poke her back.
You wouldn't?
I don't think so.
Mm, that sounds pretty tough.
Yeah.
That
sounds serious stuff. I hope you guys don't like meet in a dark alley or anything.
Would you try to kick her butt? Because I think she'd win that too.
I mean, we'll shoot each other with bow and arrow, I think.
But you don't shoot a bow and arrow.
And I know how to do that when I'm Snow White.
Right, that's right. Remember?
So
okay,
I
don't.
Well, I mean, it's not out yet, but...
Okay.
But
you've
been
learned
doing
to
stunts
shoot
and stuff
a
like that.
Yeah,
arrow.
I've been doing stunts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
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 And arrows.
I'm sure she's very afraid.
All right, so are you going to go see The Hunger Games when it comes out a week from today?
I mean...
next week.
I think I'm invited to some, like, party. I don't know. I'm going to wear sneakers. And I'm going to...
Didn't ask what shoes you were going to wear. You're invited to a screening of it?
Yeah.
Can you be seen at a screening of it, or will you go incognito with sunglasses?
Yeah, I'm gonna dress as someone else.
You're gonna dress as someone else. Who?
I don't like one of those people that follow you around that's not a star.
Paparazzi?
No.
Like stalker?
No. Yeah.
A stalker.
You're gonna go as a stalker.
I'm gonna go as a mockingjay. Tard.
There is no such thing. All right, Kristen Stewart. Well, thank you for stopping by. I hope things
very
work out.
Very interesting meeting you.
For you. Okay. All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. LaQuisha coming up on the Jersey Shore, and Will Ferrell on the way. Plus, we're going to talk to Cat Corbett at South by Southwest.
Will Ferrell.
Is that what he's being called for
en
this
Espanol,
movie?
En Espanol, sí.
Will Ferrell.
In la película Casa de mi Padre.
Nope.
Right now it's time for me to push the wrong button.
Showbiz. This is the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Strange mix of films this weekend. A lot of them in limited release, so you may have to work a little harder if you want to check them out.
Any of them in Spanish?
Some very interesting films. One, indeed, is in Espanol en Toto, as we say. Let's start off with a film called Detachment. This is a drama about the lives of several high school teachers, administrators, and students through the eyes of a substitute teacher named Henry Barr, that's played by Adrian Brody. James Caan and Marcia Gay Harden are also in the film. Henry gets into a particular bit of trouble when he takes in a teenage street hooker named Erica. She's homeless, and she's been working on the streets, and he feels sorry for her and lets her live with him. Things get a little complicated when she sort of imprints on him like a newly born chick, making his life a little difficult. Here's a scene where Adrian Brody's trying to explain to Erica that she really can't stay with him anymore.
You can't keep living on the street.
I'm not. I mean, I'm staying here with you.
Well, you can't continue to stay here with me. I mean, I'm not good for you.
It's not true. You're like the only family I've ever had.
Well, I can't be your family. I can't give you what you need. You have to understand. You should be
good and gentle.
No teenage prostitute. No. Thank you.
No, thank
See
you.
What happens when you take in teenage prostitutes off the street? Trust me, I know people. It does not end well.
How many times?
It's not important. Also, in limited release this weekend is an interesting thriller called Seeking Justice. Nicolas Cage, January Jones, Guy Pearce, and Jennifer Carpenter.
Wow.
Directed by Roger Donaldson. How did this movie get under my radar? I have no idea, but it opens up this weekend.
I've never heard of it.
It's about a husband who enlists the services of a vigilante group to help him settle the score after his wife's assaulted. They do, but then he discovers they want a favor from him in return.
Ooh.
Another bad scenario. In limited release this weekend as well is Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Yes.
With our good friend Judy Greer. Susan Sarandon also stars. Ed Helms and Jason Segel play brothers who are at other ends of the spectrum. Ed Helms is a very successful guy. Jason Segel, a slacker who still lives in his mom's basement, played by Susan Sarandon. Here's a scene where Jeff and his mom talk on the phone. It's Susan Sarandon's birthday, and she just wants one thing from her loser son.
Hello?
Mom?
Jeff?
Hi.
You know you're supposed to say hello when you pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know. I thought that maybe you were somebody else, but you're not.
Did you get the wood glue?
What are you talking about?
I left you a note on the kitchen counter.
I haven't been upstairs.
One of the shutters on the pantry is broken, and I need you to fix it.
You know, I'm kind of busy right now, so...
All I want for my birthday is for you to get your... ass off that couch, fix the shutter, or you're going to find someplace else to live.
Fine.
Fine.
Okay!
Love you. Goodbye.
I haven't been upstairs.
He's quite the loser.
Oh, he is quite the loser.
This movie looks really good.
Looks awesome. I can't wait to check it out. Also, 21 Jump Street opens up this weekend. This is the big film of the weekend. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill play two cops who are not quite...
right in the head?
No, their heart's in the right place. They just don't maybe have the skills. And so they get demoted, if you will, to an old program called 21 Jump Street, where young-looking officers are sent undercover in high school. Here's the scene between Jonah and Channing, along with Nick Offerman, who plays their captain, who he's evaluating their performance.
Do you even know the Miranda rights?
Yes. It obviously starts with you have the right to remain silent. I know you've heard this before. And then do you have the right to remain an attorney?
Did you say that you have the right to be an attorney?
You do have the right to be an attorney if you want to.
We're reviving a canceled undercover police program from the 80s and revamping it for modern times. I think you idiots are perfect. You're officially transferred.
Well, where should we report?
21 Jump Street.
Ba-da-ba-ba-dow!
Can't wait.
Nick Offerman's so funny.
Seeing that today.
Nick's also in a little film called Casa de mi Padre.
Woo-hoo. Or am I seeing that today? What do I do?
I would see Casa de mi Padre if I were you. I got a chance to see the movie this week. Boy, is this funny. Will Ferrell stars as Armando.
Is that how he says his name?
Armando Alvarez. No, they do that in the trailer.
In the trailer.
And introducing Will Ferrell. he is Armando Alvarez. His brother, Diego Luna... Will plays a simple rancher. Diego finds himself mixed up, perhaps. We're not sure. We find out in the film whether he's involved with the drug cartels or not. And they have to find a way to save their father's ranch, and they fall in love with the same woman.
who is stunning, by the way.
Is he?
Film. You want to check that out.
Sweet.
Here's a scene in the film. It is in Spanish. Keep in mind, it's entirely in Spanish. It is sort of an homage to the exploitation films of Mexico from the 70s, kind of like a grindhouse kind of feel, like Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez did with their films. This is a scene where Will's character confronts his brother about the possibility of him being a drug dealer and how he brings shame to the family.
Entonces, ¿es verdad? ¿Qué, hermano? ¿Estás en el negocio de las drogas?
Hombre, tengo mis negocios en México, hermano. ¿Qué más te da a ti?
Raúl, tú has traído la desgracia a nuestra familia.
No. Yo vine aquí a salvar a nuestra familia. Es distinto.
Estás llevando a esta familia al infierno.
Sending our family to hell.
What's Will doing?
Raúl. Oh, so funny.
What is Will Ferrell doing?
He is doing a very funny film that's entirely in Spanish. Gael García Bernal plays the drug dealer who starts a war between Diego Luna and himself, and people get caught in the crosshairs. It is very dramatic. It is very over the top, and it is very funny. I highly recommend you go out and find this weekend Casa de Mi Padre. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Will Ferrell coming up just after the top of the hour. Very excited to welcome him to the studio. Right now it's time to talk to LaQuisha. Hi, LaQuisha.
Shut up, Kevin.
Already?
Oh, man.
Yeah, already.
Come on now. You've had a bad attitude for a couple of weeks. Snap out of it.
I'm watching the Jersey Shore.
Snap out of it, woman.
It is horrible.
I know. That's why you picked it.
I did not pick it. It has been forced upon me. Like my ancestors before me, the white man is forcing his badness
How
on me.
How dare you? Now, this is was this the last episode?
It was.
Okay.
God, by the grace of God, it was the season finale.
All right. See, good. But don't they have a reunion? We'll have to talk to you next week.
I will cut you. You even say that again.
I'd rather you didn't.
Or if you recommend I watch the DJ Pauly Project.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite. We need you for that.
I'm going to burn your house down.
We need you for that. It's a little strong.
Not going well.
You can burn my car.
This week,
yes.
When a show starts, Paulie and Vinny have pulled such a prank on everybody in the house. They've taken all the furniture from the inside of the house, and they moved it outside and took all the outside furniture and moved it inside.
They did not do that.
This is a sign, MTV. You have run out of storylines for Jersey Shore.
That is wacky.
And when everybody comes home from camping, oh, they're surprised and they're angry. Nobody more so than the situation. He is really upset.
I am very surprised Mike was so mad or whatever. Mike claims he's the biggest pranker. He's this, he's that. But he's being the sore sport out of all of them.
He is being a sore sport.
Out of all of them.
Or is that a sore loser and a bad sport?
Yes.
Could be that.
Yeah.
Snooki even realizes that the situation is not behaving properly.
Honestly, Mike was such a little bitch about this prank. Mike's nickname should be changed from the situation to bituation.
Oh, no, you did.
Hey, she was almost witty.
The bituation.
That's as close to witty as she's ever come. Right, I hear you.
Oh, pregnancy doing some good to Snooki. Make her brain work better. Now, Dina gets some bad news about the situation. Turns out when they all got together, all the families got together to welcome them home from Italy, her sister and the situation's brother hit it off a little bit.
Oh.
Now it seems like love is in the air.
Cannot believe my sister is dating Mike's brother. Ugh. I like want to cry. I'm like so depressed. Oh my God. If they get married or something, I'm going to be part of Mike's family. What the hell?
That is depressing.
But wait, didn't she have sex with him?
The situation?
Yeah.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, all right.
But everyone else.
Look, even if you have sex with somebody, doesn't necessarily mean you want to be part of their family.
No, correct. I
think their family's going to be more upset, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's a lose-lose. Yeah. Anyway, you look at it, They all get together. But Dina has a way of taking her mind off these things. She's going to go out drinking at a nightclub.
How about that?
For a change of pace, she gets dressed up and she puts her boobs on display in one of these Wonder Bras.
We're all excited about going to Jenks and, like, killing it tonight. And I want to look hot. So I got the ladies on blast. They call this one Devil and this one Angel.
She got names for her boobs.
One is Devil, one is Angel.
One's called Devil, the other one's called Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should name them left and right so she knows which way to turn when she's walking down the street.
That would be helpful.
It's a reminder.
Yeah.
While they're at the club, Vinny gets into a conversation with two lesbians.
Okay.
And he says this is the ultimate for a man's fantasy, to have a three-way with two lesbians. And he makes it the goal of the evening.
Basically, you want what you can't have. And I want lesbians. What better challenge than a girl that doesn't like penis?
I would think a man who doesn't like penis would be a bigger challenge.
That would be a bigger challenge.
You try to sleep with a straight man. And you get that. You can make that happen. Then you are truly a sexual dynamo.
Correct. By the way, that's not the dream of every straight man, because you don't want two women that aren't interested in you in bed with you.
And you don't want two women who look like this in bed with you.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Because he brings them home, and he tries to talk to Ronnie, saying, look, you got to give me your room for a couple hours so I can have a three-way with these two lesbians.
Right.
And Ronnie said, look, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. I don't want to give up my bedroom. But eventually he talks him into it, even though Ronnie's trying to do his buddy a solid.
Bro, I'm doing you a favor, because did you look at these girls? Like, did you actually look at their faces? Like, one of them looks like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh!
One of them does have a very McConaughey-esque set of six-pack abs and arms on her, that's for sure.
That's not what you're looking for in a woman.
No, not so much, no. And now Vinny, he, to his credit, does close the deal. But
really?
I think he's a little too proud of himself.
This is the moment where heroes are made. You know what I'm saying? They write history books about this. This story is going to be told to generations to come. That on this day, Vinny banged two lesbian chicks. That is an accomplishment, my friend.
Sure, if it's going to be passed down from generation to generation.
I'm with them. I believe that will make history.
I don't think anyone's really ever going to talk about it again after we finish here. Now, as if God had finally spoken about the Jersey Shore during this episode, a storm unlike anything you have ever seen descends upon Seaside Heights, New Jersey.
Sweet.
There's lightning. There's thunder. There's torrential downpours. There's hurricane-force winds.
Love
and
it.
As if that wasn't enough, there's a tornado.
Ooh. Wow.
So much so that Dina decides she might have to leave.
I'm taking cover. I saw The Wizard of Oz. I don't want to be like Dorothy freaking out, swinging all over the freaking sky with my dog and stuff. Like, I'm trying to get out of this freaking house.
I thought that was Kevin there for a minute talking
How
about that.
How dare you?
Swinging in the sky with a dog.
She has a point.
Well, sadly, they all survived the storm. And they have their final dinner there at the Jersey Shore with all their favorite food sitting around the table. And I think Vinny speaks for all of them when he says this.
Yo, let's seriously do it again next summer.
Do it, do it.
No! You're so excited.
I'm leaving.
You are so excited,
Lucretia. I'm gonna find a tornado, and hopefully I'll be swinging in the sky with my dog.
We are going to track you down, and you are going to give us highlights.
Good luck.
And
I know people.
And you're going to like it.
You are bad.
Hey, Will Ferrell is here.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, he is.
You weren't aware he was coming in? Hey, Will, put on your
you
headphones.
You know what the giveaway was? Okay. When he walked in. That's what I knew he was
walked
here.
In. You should have not been surprised. Hey, Will.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you.
Right
we
here.
We got a little showbiz news to get through.
Oh,
and then
okay.
And then we'll talk about
let's get through it.
Casa de Mi Padre.
Let's speed right through it.
Casa de Mi Padre, of course, a new film opening up this weekend starring Will.
I see Malcolm McDowell on your notes.
I do.
Okay,
Malcolm McDowell's getting
ahead. Sorry.
Malcolm McDowell's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Any input you have is
a Are we all going?
Yeah, I'm going to stop by.
No. Oh, we're not. Never mind. Sorry. Okay.
It's right by the Pig and Whistle. Which is one of my favorite pubs, so I will go by.
It's supposed to rain and hail this weekend.
It's today. It's this morning. He can get it in under the wire.
He'll get it in.
Is that weather contingent?
No. This is rain or shine. Malcolm McDowell's getting his star.
He's doing it.
Yeah. I hope the cement is set or else his star will be floating down Hollywood.
My star, I want it way down on the end of Sunset near Kaiser Permanente. That's where I want it.
That would be great.
That's where I want
it. By itself.
By itself.
No other star within like a mile.
In an area where there are no other stars. Yeah, exactly.
You may get that with this movie.
How
fingers crossed.
Dare you, sir?
I'm just saying.
Is that some sort of slam?
It was sort of an avail slam.
I think it was.
It was. I'm sorry, Will.
Or you get in front of all the stripper stores on Hollywood. I like that.
There
like,
you go.
Either one.
Playmates or whatever those stores are. That sell the see-through shoes
sure.
and stuff. You
sure.
know? That'd be good for you,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Great stocking stuffers there.
Where were we?
Where were we?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. No, this is good.
Okay. Star on the Walk of Fame.
Star on the Walk of Fame. Yes. So you can go out today, 11:30, if you want to see Malcolm McDowell get his Star on the Walk of Fame. Because now he's in that show...
Franklin and Bash.
Franklin and Bash. That's the show he's on now.
Franklin and Bash. USA Network?
You are unprepared at best, Ralph.
I am.
Will Smith, is he still with his wife or not? There's rumors. Because he just bought a huge bachelor pad mansion in Pennsylvania, where it is perhaps that he's thinking of moving back home. Philly boy, you know, where I'm from.
Yes, yes.
And so I think he's talking about that. Also, he's been traveling with his buddy. They did Carnival in Rio without their wives. Just recently.
You don't do Carnival in Rio with your wives.
Let make some speculation that perhaps things aren't great there in the Smith household.
How did the Eagles do this year, by the way?
They did not make the playoffs.
Okay.
Thanks so much for asking, though. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm just checking.
It was a great tangent.
8-8. It was 8-8. We went 8-8.
It was a great tangent, and it was painful to Ralph. So you scored on two levels.
Charlize Theron has a baby boy, Jackson she just adopted. Charlize.
Come on, let's give it up.
We have an applaud for Charlize's new baby boy, Jackson. That's a great name, by the way, Jackson.
Jackson.
Details are not coming out about the adoption. Apparently, he was adopted here in the United States of America. So, good for her. She's from South Africa, of course, and I'm surprised they gave her a baby, because you know how they are.
With the foreigners?
The foreigners with apartheid and all that blood diamonds and things. I don't think she should be trusted is what I'm saying.
You have just enough knowledge to be dangerous.
I'm saying she shouldn't be trusted. Because they say, diplomatic immunity! And then, next thing you know, they're killing people. I saw Lethal Weapon.
But,
yeah, she is way hot.
All right, then.
She got that going.
She gets whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm. And Hunger Games. Of course, the big movie, blockbuster, it's coming up. I'll be giving away tickets to our advanced screening in the next hour. I won't do it here because we want to hurry up and start talking about Casa de Mi Padre. But apparently the cast has already signed on for another couple sequels. They're already in the works, and apparently they will be filming them because the movie hasn't opened yet, and it's already made $100 million.
Yeah.
Already?
Already, yeah.
Just advanced sales.
Is that true of yours as well?
We're close.
How much Casa made so far in advanced sales?
I think I'm still checking the data.
Okay.
But
you get back to us on that.
I think we're at $7,500. So
that'll pay for a sequel.
Come on. That'll pay for someone's trailer for a day.
Casa mi padre two. Dos.
Sorry. Dos. Dos.
Dos.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He is 43 years old today. He's got funny hats.
That guy wears hats?
Boy, is he funny with those hats.
They're always different.
Yep.
Blake Swill.
Another guy with a hat.
It's my birthday today.
Not even close.
No.
Clippers forward Blake Griffin, 23 years old today.
If it was my birthday, would you guys have anything special for me?
Hell no. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, we'd have cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got
to come back in July. I saw the big gumball.
Did you like a gumball?
Yeah. Where did they come from?
My house. They're Kevin's balls.
And I was like, if I eat all these, my teeth will fall out. So I brought it in for everybody else. But they're those kind of gumballs that you eat, and then they're fantastic. And then 45 seconds later, you have to either spit it out or throw up.
It turns
so bad.
Yeah.
It was Kevin's birthday, so they got him all his favorite things, and one of those is gumballs.
It's gumballs.
Yeah. Because Kevin's eight.
That is a massive amount of gumballs.
Massive.
It's too many gumballs for one person.
What adult still eats gumballs?
Me.
That's your child.
Every single person here has been dipping into the gumball.
Who's still eating gumballs?
Everyone.
They're kind of yummy.
You've had at least 10.
Not today, but
in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah. That's why your neck and face are blue.
You've
just been slathering
yourself
with the gumball juice.
Gumball juice, by the way. I saw them at the Troop last weekend. They're a great band.
Very good.
Flava Flav is 53 years old today. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and now Parenthood is 45 years old. Eric Estrada Ponch. Remember Ponch?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. From Chips, he's 63 years old. Victor Garber from Alias also turned 63 today. Chuck Woolery. Former host of Wheel of Fortune and Love Connection.
We'll be back in two and two.
Two and two. Yeah. Jerry Lewis. Comedian Jerry Lewis. Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis is 86 years old today. Wow. We have a little Rock Me Jerry Lewis?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, sure. They sent it in, but did you want Beer Mug to have
Beer Mug is...
Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Jerry! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis! Jerry Lewis!
high production values.
Good.
You asked for it.
I know.
You got it.
It's a 30-second bit. I know it was commentary in the middle. I know we were going to take a break. See what Kevin thought about the audio stab.
I stopped it for a half a
no,
second.
No, it's good.
You are offensive.
You're my favorite. You're my favorite speed bump. Really, you always have been. I'm Ralph Garman. I watch. I watch and I walk. And I'll just go to commercial.
Will Ferrell has joined us in the studio
again.
Yes, sirree.
Will, what are you doing?
Come on.
What are you doing?
What? Casa de mi padre.
Start from, go back to the beginning and tell me, like, how did you get the idea? How did it not get discarded immediately? What are you doing?
Listen, he's Will Ferrell. No ideas get discarded
this
anymore.
This movie is all in Spanish.
Todo en español.
Okay.
And
you know habla.
As Ralph said, Toto in Spanish.
He did say that, yeah.
Toto.
Toto.
The African
the legendary
band. I love those guys. Yeah.
It's not the legendary band.
All the way. Yeah.
No, that's Toto. Yeah, that's with a D.
That's Toto. Oh. No.
But you don't know habla.
No, I don't habla.
Okay.
I hablaed in high school for 3 years.
Right. We all did. We all did. Forgot it.
I, for a long time, had the craziest idea of putting myself in a Spanish language film, okay. And I finally executed it.
I just envision like a bloated Will Ferrell smoking pot on a couch, like Elvis towards the end, when he's got his guys around him, the mafia, who are just doing whatever he says, and he's shooting out TVs, and he says, I want to make a
I've got to do it. And guys, gather around.
But everybody else
I've got a great idea.
All right, hands in.
Hands in.
That's what we're going to do.
Everybody else there was just as high as he was. They all thought it sounded great.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But no, from watching telenovelas,
yes.
We've all glanced at them, at
least. Yes, they're awesome. Because there's always hot women on it.
Right. And there's always weird fashion styles, even though they're shot in current day.
Yes.
Right?
Slightly out of time.
And I would always marvel at them, and it hit me one day, like, putting myself in that world could be amusing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Okay, now, you at some point, you have to take that idea, then, and you have to...
Make a movie.
Put it out there, and have people accept it,
sure.
And then make it.
Yeah.
Was that easy?
No. That's why this is not a studio picture.
You
shopped it around, right?
You went to the studios. We shopped it around. You know, we actually went the independent financing route, which means... The studios would listen
paid
to us
for it. right?
The Swedish School Fundraiser.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a Mats Wilander production.
From 4 years ago. Yeah. We went around town, and there was a couple companies that were interested, but one in particular, Nala Films, they got the idea right away and said, here, we'll give you $5 million to do this thing.
Wow. I'm just happy because you don't see many films shot in Mexico scope anymore.
No.
So I'm glad that finally someone's making a movie in Mexico scope.
What is that?
Yeah. That
the format the film is shot in.
Oh, Mexico
our director,
scope.
Matt Piedmont, at the beginning of the film has this elaborate kind of kitschy
logo
with an eagle attacking a snake on the top, and it says, dun, 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 like filmed in Mexico scope.
The two words swing out like on on dowels.
It's so it's nothing.
It's kind of just swung out slowly in front of the camera, and it says
and
Mexico
then
scope.
Did you pick up on the voiceover at the top? Chris Christopherson?
Yes.
Replicating me and Bobby McGee.
That's right.
Yeah, in Spanish.
It's in Spanish.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You know what?
What?
I'll tell you. What? This is what we're doing.
Okay.
This is what we're doing, Kevin.
Tell me.
We are merging the Hispanic marketplace with the English-speaking audience to provide entertainment.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
It's hands across the border.
Hands across
you
the border.
You didn't believe that while you were saying it.
I didn't look at you in the eye.
Yeah. I could tell.
That's why I looked
down.
At your chin. I looked right at your chin.
But you do have the biggest names in Latin cinema co-starring with you.
We were so lucky that, Diego Luna.
Yeah.
Gael García Bernal.
Oh, sí. Muy guapo.
Love him.
The late, great Pedro Armendariz Jr.
Oh, and his dad also was a great
one.
was a great one, too.
Yeah. Miss Genesis Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Man, is she a stunner.
She is very attractive.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Will gets to have a very tender love scene with Genesis in the film.
But I have to...
Genesis the band?
Once again, Toto and Genesis.
Toto and Genesis were on set a lot. They were on set a lot. No. We couldn't get them to get on the soundtrack. But they were just always visiting and signing a lot of autographs. They'd spend so much time with you.
Yeah.
Take photos. Wait, what am I? I got more stuff to talk about here.
Okay, all right.
But I speak in Spanish. But the also the other point was to not speak Spanish poorly.
Not
or
do
English.
It poorly.
Yeah, or English.
Or English. Okay.
So I speak Spanish. I worked tirelessly with a translator to get my Spanish
this
down.
Is your best Spanish.
Yes.
It's remarkable. It's seamless. He does scenes with Spanish-speaking actors, and it is seamless.
Did
it's
you have giant cue cards?
For a couple scenes, yeah. Any scene where you see me looking straight forward.
All right. We need to find out what this movie's about, and we'll do that when we get back. We need to take a break.
Can we drop the song? Can we just come right back?
Absolutely.
Because we got a lot to talk about. Okay. Like a lot of questions. I saw the movie this week, and I there's some big mysteries.
Question number one is, what's he doing?
No, we've answered that.
Asked and answered. Okay. We'll take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
I love Scotch. Scotch is Scotch, Scotch.
What's a Christmas cram? I want one.
Hey-o. All we are is dust in the wind.
We're going streaking!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby!
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Julie Scott! Help me, Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft to get a fire up right!
Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
Where are you going?
Going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nut on your drum set.
What is it, Chaka? What'd you say?
Chorizo tacos.
Chorizo tacos.
Are you saying chorizo tacos?
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do or say can be used. What's the next part?
Quiero a la muchacha. Déjala ir. Y los dos nos vamos. Solo te daré una oportunidad. Suelta a la mujer. Y te dejo vivir.
Will Ferrell passed away in his sleep. He was found by his publicist. He will be missed.
Will Ferrell. We're supposed to play it at the beginning, but I forgot.
Look, we got to use the production.
Yeah. That's right.
After what we paid for that, we're using it.
After the man hours spent to put that thing together?
That's right.
Come on. Yeah.
All right, Will.
Yeah.
Casa mi padre.
Casa de mi padre.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What's it about? I didn't mean to minimize your project. Yeah. I just...
Well, the showbiz insiders are calling it Casa de Padre. Just, you know, they cut everything, you know?
I call it Casa.
A lot of insiders call it de Padre.
Okay.
Of the father.
Right, what is it?
What is it?
Yes.
It is a melodramatic epic tale, the story of two brothers, myself and Diego Luna, which people have been dying to see us play brothers.
Well, there's so much similarity.
So much similarity. And we, you know, we are of the famous ranching Alvarez family.
Okay.
I'm the brother who stayed at home, you know, faithful to the family. He's the one who went off to the north to be an international businessman.
Drug dealer.
Bingo.
Yep.
And but he comes back to kind of save the day and save the ranch, and then we find out that he's in dealing in nefarious things, and I don't like it.
No.
Yeah.
And you both...
And we both fall in love.
He comes home with a beautiful woman.
New fiance and...
Genesis Rodriguez.
I question whether she's really in love with my brother, and she won't reveal it to me.
Ah.
And then it turns out she's just...
Her not answer is an answer, I think.
Bingo. Yeah.
And then you and your brother fight to the death? Or?
No.
How does it end?
We team up against Gael's character, who is La Onza, the drug dealer who's... This coffee's delicious.
It's all over your pants.
All over the desk. Yeah. And La Onza is the drug dealer who's kind of moved in and has taken over the territory. And we, in the end, despite my unwillingness, we team up to fight him.
Oh, fantastic.
And La Onza means in English, ¿cómo se dice in English?
It means made-up Spanish word, I think.
My one comes saying, what's La Onza? Why are they calling him that? What is he? Because he got like a jaguar in his boots or something?
Well, it is the name of the mythical cat.
I know, but I didn't know if that was actually an actual name. What are you looking at? Who are you looking at?
Matt was trying to tell me what
it
was.
He's an answer?
Yeah. The homeless
guy. There's a homeless guy in the next room.
I think...
Oh, the ounce.
That's the perfect name for a drug dealer.
Yes.
The ounce.
Yeah, you should know that. Yeah.
But then another thing that doesn't make sense is this other mythical cat. We have a Jim Henson
Chupacabras?
Puppet. Well, in the vein of the chupacabra, there's a blanco gato, mythical.
Okay. It's like a big white mountain lion.
Who comes and speaks to me.
Okay.
Is also referred to as La Onza.
Yeah. He's sort of your spirit guide.
He's my spirit guide.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I know you're wacky, and I know that you have a great sense of humor, but at some point halfway through, did you say, wow, what am I getting myself into, or...
Halfway through?
How's this going to come out?
No. First day.
Really?
First day, it hit me as I had to deliver like a two-page monologue in Spanish.
the most impassioned monologue really of the piece
of
for you.
My vision of the ideal woman is, and you know, it has to be a woman who loves to lie underneath the stars the way I do, and you know, love the song of the coyote and the smell of the cactus flower. It's all this flowery language, and I had to deliver this in front of, you know, predominantly Spanish-speaking cast and crew.
Who are all looking at you
who are all looking at me like, is this really going to happen? And I somehow,
shaking their
heads. I got through that day. There was a lot of pats on the back, but not in victory, more like, not bad.
It's okay.
It's okay. You're going to be okay.
Condolence pats.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry
after that day, you
No. Every single day.
Every day.
Matt Piedmont, our director, described it as a 23-day fever dream because at the end of each day, which felt like I wrapped an entire movie, I'd have to start all over again. I'd have to drive home, start memorizing the next day's lines. So it was extremely challenging.
I've never seen a movie star of your caliber make a decision like this. That's why I've been saying what
you're supposed
doing.
To work less. The richer and the more famous you get, the less you're supposed to work.
And you pick better projects than the last one.
At least we got to work in Simi Valley.
That is a plus.
Come on.
Look, as Michael Caine always said, it's about the location sometimes.
At least
sometimes.
We got to shoot on one of the hottest days ever recorded in human history. It was like 114 that summer. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
Come on.
But you used that as an actor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's the scene with Nick Offerman. Where he's speaking the horrible Spanish and I can't understand him. That was in that can. It was simmering that day. It was literally, you know, you could cook things.
Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation played the DEA agent in the film. He's one of the few lines of English they got spoken in the film.
Now, I don't speak Spanish.
Right.
You're right the first time.
I don't speak English either.
Yeah.
I'll understand it enough with the subtitles and everything, right? Well, I get it.
I think, and Will can answer this, of course, but I'm going to stop him, and I'm going to answer it.
Ralph, what do you think Will would say?
I got this one. But as I was watching, I said to my wife, I think people who don't speak Spanish are going to laugh even harder because there's something magical about watching someone say something and then getting the translation just a hair afterwards.
Just a second later.
It's almost funnier, I think, than people who actually speak Spanish.
I mean, that was one of – what's interesting is we've done a big college screening program, and I've done Q&A's at around three of them around the country, and never once did the subtitles come up.
Which
is great.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that's
that
because everyone texts now, and we're reading text all the time, so maybe that's a benefit to the movie. But no one's bringing that up so far. So,
well, sometimes in a foreign film, if it's not done right, if the timing's off, it can be distracting.
Right.
But I think how you guys did it in the production.
Plus, if everyone could sit through the artist.
That's what I'm saying.
This feels like a gift. Like you're giving us language.
Two languages.
Yeah.
English and Spanish at the same time.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Will Ferrell is here. We need to take a break because he's got a parent-teacher conference that he's got to get to. Which, can you imagine?
This.
Can you imagine?
What if we bring your kids and the teacher
of my
here?
Child?
What if we do it here?
Being the teacher of your child.
Literally, our parent teacher conference is going to start the same way this interview started.
What are you doing?
As a parent, what are you doing?
We will take a break. Casa de mi Padre.
That's
perfect.
Is the name of the movie. Will Ferrell is here.
106.7 FM.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
That sounds fantastic.
KOQ.
K-Rock.
All right, Will, tell us what's happening in this clip from your movie, Casa de mi Padre.
Quiero agradecer especialmente... A uno que ustedes siempre le han dicho tonto, imbécil, cabezón, pero es un tipo de gran corazón. Quiero brindar por mi hermano, por tu felicidad, Armando.
A la felicidad de Raúl, que disfrutes de todos los placeres de la vida, aunque sea la destrucción de la familia.
The engagement dinner, right? The dinner party.
That's the engagement dinner.
Yeah.
There's only one thing worse than a movie in Spanish with subtitles is to play it
on the radio
with no subtitles.
Right. Well,
a lot of our listeners, Abla, they know what's going on.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was Diego makes a toast in this rehearsal dinner, and it's basically saying, I want to toast to someone. We've called him an idiot. You know, we've made fun of him, but he has a really big heart, and that's my brother. So then I'm just sitting there stunned, and my father yells at me, aren't you going to toast? So I stand up and say, may you have all the pleasures in life, even though you're bringing this family into, you know, you're destroying this family. And then everyone goes, ah!
And there's close reaction shots of everybody at the table.
And shots of eyeballs. And did you notice there is a mannequin?
Oh, yeah, I saw the extra. The extra.
There's a mannequin.
They ran out of extras, so there's a mannequin sitting at the table.
Every time we go to the wide shot, there's just a mannequin sitting.
And there's one behind you when you're standing up there, standing by the door.
The other premise of the movie is that it's a poorly made movie. It's as if a Spanish, you know, a Mexican producer did this movie on a shoestring budget.
Right.
So that's the other character of the movie.
It's like poorly made. The 70s exploitation films that came out of Mexico in the 70s. And
so we have huge continuity flaws and mannequins for extras because we don't have enough extras.
Yeah. Do you do reaction shots on the mannequins?
I don't know. No, I think they're trying to slickly get away with it. Yeah. You know, no one will notice if we don't pay too much attention.
Right.
Don't linger on the mannequins.
It's mannequins.
If we keep it in the wide, we're good. We're good. Right.
Yeah, but things randomly change throughout the film, and there's horrible scenes played in front of bad scenery. They see these painted backgrounds, and they're supposed to be outdoors.
I do an entire scene on horseback with Genesis, and they're just obviously fake horses.
Yeah, they've been pulled away
with
on
trees
police.
Trees being pushed on the side on a dolly to make us look like we're traveling.
Yeah, it's like you're an excellent horseback rider. And she's like, thank you. And she's sitting on top of this, it's basically a hobby horse.
Yeah,
yeah, good stuff.
Ralph described this earlier as you trying to work yourself out of showbiz. Yeah. Would you say that's accurate?
This is either to increase my shelf life.
Okay.
Or this could be forcing myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could be the quick burn.
Mayor of showbiz
could be the reentry.
You know, the mayor of showbiz can pick up that phone at any time.
That's right.
And say thank you.
Pull your license.
Thank you, but no thank you. You're out of the game.
I would like to say I think this is the bravest comedy I've seen since Borat. That's
I love that.
When I saw this film, I said this is. It's kind of brilliant. It's kind of genius. The way it's put together, the way it's executed and performed, I think people are going to find it and they're going to love it. And it's going to be one of those movies that people talk about for a long time.
We had South by Southwest, it just screened and they had to open up a whole – the line was around the block and they had to open up a whole other theater. And so – you know,
can you watch it with them? Do they laugh at all the right parts and stuff? Does everybody?
They do. People, it's fascinating to watch with an audience because you're also getting different laughs. You're getting laughs from the English-speaking audience, and then you're getting a whole other level of laughs from Spanish-speaking audience because I also speak in this really formal usted form of Spanish, which is like what is taught in textbooks. It's like, hello, my good sir. It is a lovely day today, don't you think? And Diego and Guy, everyone else is speaking in the current vernacular.
It's not like slang or whatever.
Yeah. And so it works on all these different levels. And then the other component of the audience is the people sitting there going, what the hell is happening? Yeah.
Did anyone walk out?
I'm sure we've had walkouts.
All I know is when Ralph came back and told me about it, that I knew this was a must-see for me.
Yeah.
And
it's
you want to see it early.
You describe it. It's for me. Yeah.
Find it quick and see it early because people will be talking about this movie. It's almost impossible not to share the jokes with your friends because you want to say – and then there's one moment and you'll spoil it for people if you don't go soon enough. So make sure you go early and see it. And I think there's enough going on in the film between the visuals and the many levels this movie works on. You could see it a couple times, I think, and appreciate something new every time you went.
A couple of times this weekend.
I would go twice or three or four times.
If you got time.
But we're looking for 30 grand per screen is what we're looking for.
A lot of rain this weekend, right?
Yeah. It's
a perfect movie weekend.
Else.
It's going to be a terrible. Terrible weekend weather-wise, so you want to stay inside and watch this movie over and over and over again. Just real quick, before you got to go, what are you working on in the future? What do you got, anything coming up?
We have a movie coming out this summer.
In Russian? Japanese?
In Esperanto.
Oh, finally.
Finally.
Not since Bill Shatner did that movie. I've never seen an Esperanto movie.
You do an Esperanto? Really? See, you're making fun of me. What is Shatner doing?
We ask him the same question.
What is Shatner doing?
We ask him the same question. What are you doing?
The only movie made in Esperanto.
Well, if I'm the same breath as Shatner, then I'm doing just fine.
You are.
Yeah.
You're good. Now, what are you working on?
Zach Galifianakis and I just finished a movie called The Campaign, which is basically our take on what is happening to politics.
Love it.
Yeah. So that'll be out right before the conventions in August.
Awesome.
So that's going to be so good. Yeah. I love him so much on your site. His Between Two Ferns is
the best
funniest
guy. He's the best guy, too. Yeah.
Tell me about him just a little bit. We only have a second.
Tell us about Zach. He can grow a beard in about 15 minutes. He is the hairiest guy. I think he's one of the top Greek-American comedians out there.
Yeah. Let me think about that list.
I mean, at least top 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
He seems like he's made
he's a huge star, but he's done it in a weird, quirky his way.
Well, he's just a guy who's been working forever quietly, and you know, eight 20 years of doing work, doing stand-up, doing odd shows, you know, one of those 20 years overnight success
right. stories. It's all yeah. weird, though. Everything yeah. has yeah. a weird quirk to it.
And he's got, but he's just got this great eclectic way he thinks about comedy, and I loved working with him.
If yeah. you haven't seen the Between Two Ferns, go to funnierdie.com and, yeah. and watch it. All yeah. those with you and your Lakers hat. And
sure.
He, you're making yeah. fun of him being fat. And
then the
when he had Sean Penn on and he was talking about Haiti.
The stage yeah. collapse.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Great series.
Funny yeah. series. All right, Will, we know you got to go. Parent-teacher okay. conference. Yep. You're the best. Thank you for coming.
No, thanks for having me.
Casa de mi Padre. It's a limited release, so you're gonna have
it
to
is. Yeah, you're gonna have to kind
work
of find
a little harder
it.
To
yeah.
find it, but it is well worth it. I'm telling yeah. you, I saw it this week, and I just can't tell you how what a good time it is.
We do not want you to come back and listen to our show unless you've seen it this weekend.
Yeah, that's your homework yeah. assignment this weekend, yeah. folks.
That's right.
Thank
Will,
you.
You're the best. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, you guys.
Totally
always a pleasure.
It. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Hunger Games does whatever a Hunger Game does. No, that's not the theme at all, is it? They should be though. The Hunger Games. Which looks to be the biggest movie phenomenon this side of Harry Potter. Coming out.
Except for Casa de mi Padre.
Except for Casa de mi Padre, of course. That's going to
eclipse all records.
I think so. I think it's going to start a brand new group of fans. The Casa, the Casites.
Like the Twilight Hearts.
They'll be waiting in line outside the theaters to get in. Hunger Games just blowing up. It's already a phenomenon. It hasn't even opened yet. It's in theaters everywhere. March the 23rd is when you can see it. Or if you're lucky enough to win a pair of tickets right now from K-Rock, we'll be having a very special advanced screening of the Hunger Games on March the 19th at the Arc Light Hollywood, which is really one of the finest places to see a movie anywhere.
So we're talking about California. A week from today when the movie comes out. Monday you get to see it.
That's right.
Early.
I have two pairs of passes to give away. My last pairs of passes to give away to some true Hunger Games fans. So I'm going to ask a trivia question. If you're one of the first two people to get through with the right answer at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of passes to attend our special advanced screening of the Hunger Games. Here's the trivia question. What is the name of Katniss and PETA's mentor, who was also the victor of the 50th Hunger Games? Won the 50th Hunger Games and becomes the mentor to Katniss and PETA. Right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Give me the name of that person, and you will win a pair of tickets if you're...
I don't know who any of those people are.
You will. You will when it sweeps the nation. We're all talking hunger.
Is that shorthand?
The Hungries. The Hungries.
Hungries is better.
Yeah.
And the Casaites or whatever it is you said.
The Mockingjays. Those are the fans for Hunger Games. Breaking news. I don't do this too often, but it's fun when I get a chance to. George Clooney arrested today.
What?
Arrested for a drunken brawl he had in a nightclub. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's
no
George
way.
Clooney. He was arrested for protesting the violence and atrocities in the Sudan.
No.
He was leading a protest in front of the Sudanese embassy in Washington, D.C. today when he was hauled away by police. They were protesting the violence committed by the government of Sudan on its own innocent men, women, and children. They were demanding that they allow humanitarian aid into the country before it becomes the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. George was arrested along with a dozen or so other people, including some congressmen, leaders of the human rights community, Sudanese citizens, and George's own father, Nick Clooney, also arrested. Word is that George is more than happy about the arrest because it puts spotlight on a horrible, horrible international situation that's going on now in the Sudan, and it's one of Clooney's pet causes. So anything that draws attention to it, I'm sure he's in favor of it, even though now that he has a record, he'll probably never work in Hollywood again.
That's true.
What I'm assuming.
That's how it works.
Hollywood does not hire people who have legal problems.
Will said the mayor of Hollywood will just call
that's
you
right.
up and end it.
Mayor of show business will come in and just yank your tickets. So George Clooney.
Poor guy.
If Stacey Keibler needs a date to the arraignment or whatever, I'm happy to escort her, by the way.
Do you bring dates to an arraignment?
Now that George is inside, she must be lonely. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I would like to give her a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Or another body part.
I don't know what you mean.
To cry on.
The other shoulder?
While we're talking about legal news, Kyle Hunter, an LA-based weatherman, is suing TV stations KCBS and KCAL because he claims he was discriminated against because of his sex. Kyle is a man, and he claims they were only hiring young, good-looking women to be weather people on their stations.
Wait a minute.
No.
What's the problem
yes.
there?
because, Kevin, it's about merit. It's not about looks. We live in a meritocracy, sir.
This is a TV show. TV is about looks.
How dare you?
It is a great amount.
I'm sure Kyle is a very attractive man. I would like to have sex with him, I'm sure.
You would not.
That's probably true. I don't know. I haven't seen him. Maybe. Can we get a picture of Kyle Hunter? I'm making my decision now whether I'll have sex with him or not. He says that one station manager told him they wanted to lure in male viewers, and as one manager told him, you wouldn't be the type men would want to look at.
Agreed.
Kyle is being represented by Gloria Allred.
Oh, dear God. There must be
cameras. Guilty!
Must be cameras.
The minute I see her coming into the courtroom, whoever she's standing next to, I find automatically guilty. Is one of those men Kyle Hunter? Are you telling me beer mug? It's like a lineup. There's a dozen pictures of 12 different people there. I'm supposed to pick one out.
Would you have sex with any of them?
Let me see.
Any of the other ones.
Let me see if I would have sex with... That guy in the baseball cap's kind of cute.
Not bad.
Might be him.
I do him. That might be him? Oh, no, I'm not doing him.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing him. He's got a Seacresty vibe about him.
He's way Seacresty.
Yeah, I don't care. He's got cheese written all over
don't
him.
Don't hire him if you're hiring men.
Yeah, I don't like him. I was on your side, Kyle, until I took a look at you, and now I'm not on your side. Fox has declared they like the two-hour performance shows of American Idol so much, they're going to continue it all the way into May sweeps.
2 hours is a lot
to ask.
That's
ridiculous.
Yes.
And now they're down to like 10 people or something. And for 2 hours, they're just going to fill it with crap and then very little singing, commercials. And
the fewer people they get, the more crap they have to fill
with. Here's their new Coke Ford commercial that they shot this weekend. Let's watch that twice. No, I say.
Hey, I'm with no the whole time.
I haven't watched a minute this year.
Sweet.
And I couldn't be happier.
You're a good man.
I picked the good year to jump off. We completely forgot to mention Christina Aguilera sings the theme song to Casa de Mi Padre. And the opening sequence, it's like a Mexican James Bond movie. How it opens in the beginning. There's all these women in the silhouettes and everything, and she sings a song that sounds very James Bondy, and she does a great job with it. But the reason I bring that up is because she's in the news. She's got a boyfriend named Matthew Rutler, and all of Matt's friends are coming forward saying that Christina Aguilera has changed him, man. He's not who he was.
Oh, really?
Since he started hooking up with Christina, friends say he's now driving around in a Mercedes, which is hers, not his, has a serious attitude, and doesn't even talk to his old friends anymore. He was just a guy in a band before they got together.
Right.
Now the friends feel like they're on the outs.
That girl's fat.
It's hard, man. It's hard when your friends stop talking to you because they find a new lady friend and everything changes. It's all different now.
But it's the right decision.
Oh, absolutely.
If she's hot enough.
And she's rich enough, more importantly. And Nike is issuing an apology to Irish people throughout the world.
Nike, don't do this.
For their new black and tan sneakers. The Washington Post reports that black and tan, although the unofficial name of a beer, not a beer, but a beer drink that mixes pale ale and dark beer, usually Guinness, is very popular. However, the name also stems from the violent 1920s era paramilitary group that suppressed the Irish during the country's Civil War back there in the 20s.
And a lot of those people that are 150 years old now are offended?
Well, the Irish hold a grudge. It's not like they get over stuff, you know?
Yeah, but come on.
I'm happy to say that, speaking as an Irishman, we do hold the grudge, and we're still fighting that war, by the way. We're still country divided.
You're not
fighting. We are still
that
a country
war.
Divided, sir. And we still have problems with the Orangemen.
And you think that there are people in Ireland that are going to get super upset because Nike has a shoe?
The Irish Times says real Irish people would not buy those shoes and would never order a black and tan, not only because of the terrible associations with the group, but because real Irish don't dilute Guinness.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They got a point there.
They don't add anything to Guinness.
So Mikey said, we're sorry. Now they're just going to call it the black sneakers.
I don't think that's the answer.
Which a lot of people would call them anyway. So. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day and the Irish, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Lisa says it's going to rain. Oh, it's going to rain. Don't do anything fun. It's going to be all rainy. You're trying
to
ruin our good times with your rain talk.
No, Ralph, the answer is to go inside.
That's what I'm thinking, Kevin. Let's say you want to go out on St. Patrick's Day night.
Where would we go if we were near Universal?
If I were me, mm-hmm. I would go to the Universal City Walk. I'd go to the John Lovitz Comedy Club, and I would see Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith.
It's on on high ground, too.
It's on high ground. So it's the second safe. Level. You're on the second level. Right. So let's say this is the end times. Let's say this is the flood that's going to wash away
second
all the
floor
filth.
On a hill.
Second floor and plenty of booze and right. food.
Yeah.
And hilarious
Seems
comedy.
Like a good idea.
With me and Kevin Smith. So come join us for St. Patrick's Night. It's going to be fun. 10 o'clock. You can go to thelovitz.com or babylonralph.com for more details and for tickets.
Ralph plus alcohol equals funnier.
And St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm just going to put a bottle of Jameson's up there.
Yep.
And just a keg of Guinness and then just watch what happens. And Smith's going to be, he's going to get a giant bong in the shape of a leprechaun and just be.
Do they make those?
They do. You don't want to know what you smoke out of, but I'm just saying you pack his head and then you smoke out of another part of his body.
I think I understand. His hand.
His hand, sure. Yeah. That's what we do. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Nathaniel, I believe, has the answer. I'm shocked, by the way, at how many men are interested in the Hunger Games.
Looks
I really
great
thought
to me.
This was a female leading phenomenon.
It looks great to me. I don't know.
I will
about
go too, but
it.
I just didn't know.
Okay.
Nathaniel.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What was the name of the mentor of Katniss and PETA and also the winner of the 50th Hunger Games?
It's Haymitch Abernathy.
Haymitch Abernathy is correct. Haymitch.
Haymitch.
Haymitch Abernathy. Congratulations, Nathaniel. Hold on. We're going to give you details. You're going to the special advanced screening of Hunger Games.
And all right,
congratulations also to your life partner, Andrew, who's also going. He was the other caller who got through in the correct answer. Today's celebrity birthdays. Clippers forward Blake Griffin is 23 years old today. He's only 23, by
yeah.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the world by the ass.
Yes, he does.
Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He wears funny hats. He is 43. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood.
Is that what's going to say on his headstone is I wore funny
Look,
hats?
If you're going to base your entire shtick around funny hats, you run the risk. That's all I'm saying. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood. She's 45 years old. A lot of heat, Kevin, by the way. That's right. We
Sorry.
Weren't giving her a bell throughout
correct.
The day, and people were very upset about that.
You are
that.
Correct. I am wrong.
She earns that. Absolutely. Yes. Flava Flav. From Public Enemies, 53 years old. Eric Estrada Ponch from Chips, 63 years old, as is Victor Garber, who played Jennifer Garner's dad on Alias. He's a really talented guy. Used to be a big Broadway star, singer and dancer guy.
Dang. Yep.
Chuck Woolery, 71 years old today, the game show host. And comedian Jerry Lewis celebrates his 86th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Streaming live from KROQ.com.
Congratulations to Chris Spata from Temple City. Spata, I don't know how you say his last name. He got tickets to see Foster the People at the Gibson Amphitheater and qualified for that trip for two to Red Rocks, which is a drawing we're going to do this hour.
Awesome.
Every year, Cat goes to South by Southwest, which is a huge movie/music festival. It's a giant week that goes on there. There are thousands of bands. She doesn't get a lot of rest, and she doesn't abstain much. So we like to talk to her on the Friday of South by Southwest. Hey, Kat.
Not too loud. You're too loud.
Already your voice is gone.
Oh, guys.
Sweet.
Kat, you flew out on Wednesday?
Yes, she flew out on Wednesday. She was tweeting something on Thursday about seeing Lionel Richie at midnight someplace. And I was like, no, you're not.
The weirdest thing.
You didn't see Lionel Richie.
That was awesome.
You saw Lionel Richie?
He played at midnight.
Right.
I was like, what? Is
but
that
Kat,
a typo?
But he's still Lionel Richie, right?
I know, but it was awesome.
It wasn't awesome.
It was awesome.
Everything's awesome when you're drunk, right?
Well, yeah, there's that.
Okay. I heard you saw Springsteen last night.
That was awesome. He just rocked it, and I won a lottery. I won the ticket in, like, a South By lottery to get into that show. I can't even believe it.
Can't understand a word you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Not a word. You won it in a lottery, so you just put your name in and they did a drawing?
Yeah, because it was such an exclusive show, and Tom Morello played.
Oh, they did Ghost of Tom Joad?
Yep.
Oh.
Jimmy Cliff came out, and they did The Harder They Come. The Arcade Fire came out.
What? Are you kidding me? My head would explode.
I know, it was.
Here's the thing. I'm not a huge Springsteen fan. I don't like his radio hits. I don't own any of his CDs. But I did go to see him one time in concert because I was told I had to. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't know very many of the songs at all.
Yeah.
And yet he's an amazing, amazing performer.
Incredible.
Who else have you seen there, Kat?
I've seen, let me see, Alabama Shakes is the hot ticket right now.
Okay.
So I saw them a couple times.
Couple of times? You got there Wednesday night. It's Friday morning. How do you see a band a couple of times?
It happens. I found one of my new favorites in this is funny. The band's name is, my name is John Michael.
Really?
Yes.
My name is John Michael.
And, yeah, they're definitely on my top of the list.
Okay. Wow, now, are you shooting video like you do every year and then you put it together and put it up?
No, I'm shooting pictures. What? You didn't see my Lionel Richie Kenny Rogers picture?
I didn't know.
KROQ.com. What are you doing?
This is why she's losing her voice. Listen to her.
It's you and Lionel Richie and Kenny Rogers? Are you positive you weren't just...
No, it's not me. It's just those two.
Oh. Are you positive that you're not just drunk?
No, well, I probably still am, because last time I looked at the clock, it was 3 a.m., and I had a Captain Morgan in my hand.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know what time it is.
It's 9:12 here, so...
Oh, crap. I need to get up.
Nah. You got a couple hours.
I got to see more bands. No, they started, like, they're playing right now. Bands
must
are
see more
kidding?
Bands.
No. This early?
Yes.
Oh my the beautiful God. Thing about South by Southwest, all those bands are there. Hey, is it on YouTube this year, Kat?
I don't know.
So some years, or last year, they talked about putting a bunch of the bands up on YouTube, and you could watch them live, but I don't know if that happens or not.
Oh. There's so many shows, it's ridiculous.
And if you've never been to Austin, it's a great city. The downtown, you can just walk from bar to bar, but they're huge bars with stages meant for music.
Yeah, it's so incredible.
And they serve alcohol, which is why Kat sounds like Kat sounds.
Yeah. It's not going to get better.
No.
I am representing K-Rock, all right?
I'd yes, like to
you
suggest,
are, Nancy.
I'd like possible to su- way.
I would like to suggest that Kat is doing better this year than she was last year. This is the sound that she made last year when we said hi. So, not much better, but a little.
I'm glad.
I feel like I'm improving.
I don't, but have a drink for me, and we'll talk to you next week.
I miss you guys.
Okay, have fun.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:21.
Yeah, thanks, Omar.
What? Omar, ass.
What's the reason we're not at a bar today?
Ass.
You're
how
the reason
you?
We're not at a bar today.
It's not
reason
my
I'm sitting
my
in
reason.
A stinking radio studio sober as a judge.
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and we've done some live St. Patrick's Day shows.
We used to.
Every year we used to.
Every year we used to do a St. Patrick's Day party. Listeners would come down. We'd have drinks. We'd have fun. We'd have special guests, special prizes.
And Ralph got all wasted.
And we'd make jokes about how Omar wasn't there, but we'd pretend. Right. He was, and he was doing right. all this crazy stuff. Remember
little did
that?
We know, the jokes that we made were tame compared to what he would really do if
so
he ever showed up.
So let him come
so
to a party.
In 2010, Omar showed up and ruined it for all of us.
How dare you?
What happened?
It wasn't my fault.
Here are a few highlights of that show. This is a contestant that we had who was going to sing for tickets.
I'm going to be singing Sex on Fire.
Sex on Fire. Here's,
the King song. Great.
Here's Fernando.
I just forgot the lyrics.
Now, do you hear the sound effect, the horn? Do you hear
the
that?
The reggaeton horn?
Muggs, where did I put my paper? Put down there. Grab that for me. The reggaeton horn is what Omar got us, I mean, basically got us banned from doing these shows.
He just sort of discovered it around that time.
Yeah.
And he
it's
was
the funniest thing ever.
He was going to make sure
when you're drunk.
He played that into the ground.
Yeah.
Now, Ralph had a few.
And thank you for just participating. And we'll be right back.
That happens. We tried to take a phone call and do an interview in a live bar on St. Patrick's Day, and that may have been ill-advised.
Take some notes, and while I was still talking.
You can't even hear the caller. Yeah. All you can hear is all the people in the background.
Yeah, and I came up with Leprechaun, and I said, no one's done it.
Oh, that was the director of Leprechaun.
Yeah, the classic horror film Leprechaun, starring Jennifer Aniston. I love that film.
It's good radio for everyone.
But no one could hear anything. So then... We called it the Vomit by Noon party or something. That was the name of it.
Yeah. Jokingly, we said that.
Oh, not to Omar.
You're Irish. Nobody's drinking all this. Watch me. Do it on air. Do it on air.
This is why we don't bring
it.
What?
Right. And when you vomit on your... What? It's Vomit by Noon, dude. That's my...
yeah, I don't really want to do that.
Really?
Listen to how blasted.
This is Vomit by Noon, dude.
Hey, I was committed to the show.
Omar was so out of control. And this, by the way, is the show that our boss heard and said, no more live shows.
The one show a year he listens to and happened to be this one.
Yeah. I had something in front of me to drink, and I'm not positive still what it was.
Why do you have this deep fried in front of you with
I don't
some
know.
Sauce?
I don't know.
Kevin's eating deep fried
I wish it wasn't
I'm
there.
I'm going to say it on the air.
I don't want
come in the air about how Kevin has a big plate of deep fried.
Okay, so
you were eating something. You weren't drinking something. You were eating something.
That's a shot of.
Thank
it is
you.
Not shot of. What could our
this
boss...
was off the air, this stuff. Yeah.
What
this stuff
could
was
our
all
boss
off the air.
Possibly have not liked?
That's all good times.
We were doing that off the air, but on the air, I think we sounded sharp as a tack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Like this next break where we were doing the showbiz, and Omar wouldn't shut up, and we couldn't get him to shut up. And at this point, it was near the end of the show, and we really did just want to get through the showbiz.
Get done.
And get done so that we could move on to drinking and not have to worry about being on the air.
Come on with the come on.
What up, Omar?
I am so glad that we're heading into the end of the show. It's getting ugly.
Can we cut Omar's microphone? Cut Omar's microphone. Shut up, Omar.
This is why we don't bring him.
Thank you so much.
Listen.
This is why usually we say, oh, Omar was there and he was swinging from a tree and he had sex with a monkey and stuff. And he goes, oh, no, I wasn't there. I was back in the studio.
Right.
Because when we let him out of the studio, this kind of stuff happens.
He really does that. Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
What are you talking about?
No, your microphone is turned off now.
Cut up.
We have no room for you.
All right, listen. It's time for one last check on the showbiz beat.
This is the end of the Kevin and Bean show
here.
Take
a shot!
At the Casey's Irish Pub.
I can't imagine why he didn't like this show.
I can't either. So.
Wait, we're doing the St. Patty's show and you know I'm going to get blasted?
Well,
are you kidding me? Is that what you're telling me?
Are you telling me not to get blasted
on St. Patty's Day?
Yes.
You guys are not Americans.
No. We're saying...
Oh, wait, is it an Irish holiday?
It's an Irish holiday.
Sorry.
No, what we want you to do is wait until the show's over to get completely blasted.
If you want to get blasted, it's fine, but you still have to be able to do your job. That's the difference.
Well, that's
like,
not possible.
Like Ralph and I.
Like, oh, really?
We didn't do it well, but we're still doing our job.
So finally, Omar gets upset that we turned off his microphone and he won't stop playing the goddamn noise.
Speaking of whores... Stop playing that! Must you hit the really horn every time? I said whores, not horns. No, I said whores.
Omar's just upset that his microphone's off.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ashley Dupree, who was the whore,
right?
That New York Governor Elliot.
So you can see how that went.
Yeah.
And it was
an uphill climb.
Was there a problem later after the show with Omar and the bartender?
But that has nothing to do with us not doing live show. Sure, he just wouldn't be allowed to go anymore. Omar got more drunk and decided that he would walk behind the bar and pour himself a drink.
Hey, because the bartenders weren't working quick enough for his liking.
And by forever, you mean it took more than like 10 seconds.
On the busiest bartending day in history, you couldn't cut them some slack and let them get to you. So you needed more alcohol.
Don't they know who I am?
So he walks behind the bar and starts pouring himself a drink. And the security, of course, escort him out. And they asked me, because it was our event, our day. Yeah. What do you want me to do with them? And I said, what would you regularly do with them? And he said, throw them out. And I said, throw them out.
Yeah. So I needed to be thrown out, by the way.
So they threw Omar out. And then somehow he showed back up inside again. I don't know how he got back inside.
I don't remember any of this, by the way.
I think he tunneled. I think he tunneled his way underneath the bar. Came up behind the jukebox.
So anyway, that's why we can't do a live show, because Omar ruined it.
Nice
work. So nice job, Omar.
Omar North Tower.
Time for one final look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do have tickets to give away to one of the coolest events of the year. It's happening down at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's the 26th annual WonderCon. If you're a geek like myself, this is a little slice of heaven on earth down there in Anaheim this weekend. It's a three-day event happening today through this Sunday, which is the 18th. I've got four pairs of three-day passes to the WonderCon event. If you'd like to bring a friend, you can spend the entire weekend down there. Four winners will be lucky enough to attend WonderCon. If you call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Callers number 10, 11, 12, and 13 will get pairs of three-day passes to attend the 26th annual WonderCon. This is brought to you by the folks who do the International Comic Con in San Diego every year. So this is a top-notch event. Comic books, pop culture, movies, television. I think today, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are going to be down there supporting 21 Jump Street. And a lot of cool events are going on. So if you'd like to attend, call right now. Speaking of my people, the geeks, a little heads up. Tickets for the Avengers go on sale today.
Tickets for the Avengers, which doesn't...
For the Thursday night, May 3rd, special midnight screening.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's planning ahead.
May 4th in theaters everywhere, but if you want to see it, a special midnight screening at the El Capitan, which is a very cool place to see a movie. They're doing it in 3D there, and you'll get exclusive Avengers 3D glasses. It's going to be there through June the 21st at the El Capitan. Plus, you get to take your picture with the Tony Stark Iron Man wax figure from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, Ken. I know you love the wax museum. I figured that would be the thing that would just push you over the top.
People will walk by and go, who's that? What's that?
No, they won't. They'll be Iron Man.
Please.
Get my picture with Iron Man. Hey, me and Tony Stark hanging out. Woo.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
It's my favorite line in the whole trailer. It's the best.
That does look like a great movie.
It sure does. Boy, that thing looks good. Kate Upton. Cover girl for a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Yep.
Sorry for the delay.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on there. Took you a while to unzip your pants?
Yes.
apparently there is some...
controversy?
Not controversy. No. I told you already about her commercial that got booted off the air this week. But now, apparently, she is the victim of catty remarks and jealousy from the other Sports Illustrated models.
Oh, no, it's not getting ugly.
Yeah, they're turning on her. Yes.
They're supposed to all have pillow fights and hang out.
They do not like Kate. I think Kate's getting a little too much attention for their taste.
Come on.
There was a frosty atmosphere during the launch event last month in front of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas for this year's issue. Sources say when the 18 Sports Illustrated models got together to line up for a photo, Kate, who was standing to one side, was asked to move to the middle of the group by a producer. Kate seemed shy and hesitant, but they insisted, and that's when the girls started in. According to sources with the magazine, some of the ladies...
The girls
were not pleased. They're making space for Kate. One model rolled her eyes, another one mumbled under her breath.
F them.
When Upton asked the girl what she said, the model snapped, "Don't worry about me, honey, because I'm not worrying about you."
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go.
It's on.
Here we go. A rep for Sports Illustrated says, "Kate was elegant and a complete force of spirit throughout the launch." No comment on what the other girls were doing, so...
Oh, my God, you're just saying that because you're jealous.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
That's right.
Those words mean anything, ladies? Can't we all just get along? This is like the Rodney King riots all over again. It breaks my heart to see supermodels at each other's throats.
You do need a baseline of reality where all of the Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated supermodels get along.
Yes.
And you can handle anything else in life.
I don't want to see them at each other's throats.
That's correct.
I want to see them at each other's...
That's correct.
A different body part.
Any other.
That's what body part will do.
Here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody.
No, it's not a race war.
It's going down.
It's
going down.
It's just models saying catty remarks to each other. It's very, very different than a race war.
Oh.
My personal Lord and Savior, George Clooney, in the news today. Arrested.
About time.
Yes, his crimes have been going on for much too long. He was leading a protest in front of the Sudanese embassy in Washington, D.C. today when he was hauled away by the police.
I did that last week. No one cared.
You were protesting against the atrocities in the Sudan?
Yeah. No one cared.
I don't believe
you
were.
Didn't get arrested?
He was protesting against the violence committed by the government of Sudan against its own men, women, and children. He was demanding that they allow humanitarian aid into the country before it becomes the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. So cops arrested him. Civil disobedience, I believe, was the charge. A dozen other people were arrested, including some congressmen, leaders of the human rights community, Sudanese citizens, and George's own father, Nick Clooney, was also in attendance. He got pinched as well.
I love it.
Who are you going to call if you're George Clooney and your dad's also in the hoosegow? Who's going to bail you out? My go-to was always Dad. Dad, I'm in jail.
I like it here.
I like it. My dad would come and bail me out.
Probably has a lawyer.
We'd go out and get ice cream. I was only 8.
Clooney probably has a bail bondsman on speed dial. Because he has so much trouble.
I don't believe he does have a lot of trouble.
Oh,
I
that's
think
right.
He's pretty much a good, clean liver.
That's true.
Not that he has a clean liver, because he does drink.
No, he does not have a clean liver. That's the one thing we know.
More problems with authorities for show business.
Huh?
People. Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Great story about shooting 21 Jump Street, where he was shooting an action sequence all night long that involved explosions, and then he had to get on a plane the next day. So he rushed from the set right to the airport. They were shooting overnight. He had to get a plane in the morning. So he went right to the airport, and he had the unfortunate luck of being sent through one of those TSA screeners that blow the air on you, and they check for any residue of explosions. Well, because he had been around explosions all night long, he set off all kinds of bells and whistles.
Oh, my God.
Since he had explosive matter from head to toe.
Oh, that's funny.
They suspected he was a troublemaker, to say the least. 2 hours of questioning by the TSA.
Really?
Followed, and then he was eventually released.
really 2 hours.
And they let him take off on another flight. He obviously didn't make the first one, but
they should have checked. I saw him put drugs up his butt. I saw that happen. That's what they should have checked.
I mean, he's been in a few bombs, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. I'd say file.
Hey, come on!
I'd say file. Yeah.
21 Jump Street's not one of them, though. I can't wait to see that movie.
Me either.
And Robert De Niro got a little too into character when he was filming a movie called Being Flynn on the streets of New York City. In that film, he plays a homeless man who runs into his son who is volunteering at the homeless shelter that he happens to be at. That's how they reconnect. He was coming off the set and popped into the Greenwich Hotel when he was turned away by security. Here's the thing. Robert De Niro owns the Greenwich Hotel. When he walked through the door, he looked so much like a homeless man, security would not let him into the building.
That's awesome.
Staff didn't get into any trouble for turning him away, by the way. He said he knew they wouldn't recognize him, and he was happy to see that everyone was doing their job.
That's funny.
So there was no repercussions for the staff for not letting him in. Which I think is nice of him.
Sure.
Because he could have had him whacked.
Little bit. I don't like you stopping me. Little bit. Pow, pow.
Two to the back of the head. Today's celebrity birthdays. Clippers forward Blake Griffin is 23 years old today. Dave, the Kenny Mexico, has been celebrating all morning long.
Yeah.
He keeps screaming alley-oop to me. Lob City. And I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what
don't
that
worry
phrase
about it.
Means. Judah Freelander from 30 Rock is 43 years old today. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Parenthood is 45. Flavor Flav from Public Enemy celebrates his 53rd birthday today. He's not a well-preserved 53.
Either. No, he's not.
He looks like a mummy.
He does. Yeah. He looks like he could be 93.
He could be 23, he could be 93. It's one of those coin flips. Eric Estrada, 63 years old today. Victor Garber from Alias, also 63. Legendary game show host Chuck Woolery celebrates his 71st birthday. And while we're talking about legends, comedian Jerry Lewis turns 86 years old today. Jerry, big fan of the show, so I know he listens. I want to give him a big shout-out.
Sure.
He likes it when we talk about him, do impressions of him.
Yes, he does.
He's a big fan. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. If you want to hear some of the good guests that we had this week, go to the podcast. We actually put a podcast up. You can go to iTunes. You can download it. You can go to krock.com. Will Ferrell was today. We had Alison Brie yesterday. We had Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. We had Steve-O. We had Maggie Q, a bunch of people.
Yeah. By the way, Community enjoyed its highest ratings of the year last night.
Really?
Yeah. And I like to think it was us.
It wasn't, but I'd like to think that too.
No one can prove otherwise, Kevin.
So I say just make the claim.
I say we take the claim.
Also, congratulations to Erner Ortiz, who was our grand prize winner to see Foster the People at Red Rocks.
Erner. Are you sure?
You tell me. A-E-R-N-E-R.
Arner.
Maybe. Okay. All right, Arner. So I got that one wrong. Sue me. Come on.
That's a tough one.
That's not
in your defense, that's a tough one.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
What?
Have a great weekend.
I can't hear you over the loud music.
See you on Monday. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana, cannabis sativa.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's a groovy way of relaxing, opening your senses.
Yeah. Roll another one.
I love weed. Okay, I love it.
Just like the other one.
Now's the time to introduce the joints.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
These guys need to turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
You are high as a kite.
That's true.
A joint.
This one seems to be about to end.
Now it's time to get super duper high.
I don't have another cent.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
We are not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Just pass it around.
It's like Cypress Hill concert in here.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
Well, what did everybody think?
Ah, that stunk.
Worst episode ever.
I'd like to thank you all for being here. I'd like to thank my guests. I'd like to thank the greatest audience in the world.
I'm out.
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.
I need meat.
You're a quitter. Only fools quit.
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Peace.